time, I'm completely heartbroken for our student athletes, particularly those in fall sports and particularly those who are seniors. Young people, they put so much into it, and they work so hard, and they train on their own, and they want to be the best at what they can do competitively, and they certainly do a great job in the classroom here at Bradley. But they take a lot of pride in being able to compete. And so the news of not being able to compete was devastating for our student athletes, and I share in their heartbreak as well.
So what will the programs be allowed to do in the fall? And has any decision been made about possibility of non-conference competition?
There are a number of schools in our conference that may decide to play a fall sports competition. But for us here in Illinois, particularly Bradley, we just feel that we're going to err on the side of safety, and we're not going to compete in any sports, even in a non-conference, for any of our fall sports. And we'll allow them to practice, but we'll do that smartly as well.
So how does moving the fall sports to potentially the spring impact the athletic department from a financial standpoint?
What we're all experiencing right now is it's such uncharted territory, right? I mean, we've never experienced this in our lifetimes. From a financial perspective, we allocate dollars, you know, for them to be able to compete during the fall. And so if there is spring championships, then we would certainly utilize those funds for them to be able to compete in the spring. We want to do everything we can to give our student athletes the experience that we promised them when they came to Bradley. And so we'll certainly work within our budgetary restrictions. But generally speaking, particularly in our conference, men's basketball is our major revenue driver. And so we certainly don't want to penalize, let's say, a sport like cross country. They signed up to be able to compete and go to school here. And so if we can provide that opportunity within our fiscal means, we want to do that. But we certainly will be fundraising as we typically do.
Do you have any concerns or contingencies in place for the basketball season? And what might those concerns or contingencies be?
We heard from Dan Gavitt publicly with the NCAA. He stated that there will be a decision sometime mid-September approximately as it relates to what the start time and date will be for men's basketball, women's basketball. So we'll just have to wait and see.
What logistical challenges would arise from moving all of the fall sports to the spring?
We'll see. We've never seen it before. I'm not sure logistically how that gets done. I mean, there's only so many weeks in a month, and you only have so many months to work with. But unfortunately, right now, we just don't have many answers. And we have to be okay with that for now.